This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're now going to... He's been on the trip. Joining us now is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, although I haven't been traveling.
Well, the older I get, the less fun it is to do the whole cross-country thing. It's like time travel. But yeah, I just got back from the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference, which was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I need that. I mean, it really recharges my batteries. There's a lot of the very good gun rights specialist attorneys, probably the best in the country. And then there's a lot of grassroots groups, and, you know, so you get a mix. You hear how these attorneys are doing, what tactics, what techniques they're using. You hear what they're doing in other states, like in Utah. They can make their own suppressors, Bill.
In Utah.
And they don't have to register them with the federal government. Yeah, I'll be looking into that. But the big takeaway, and you can see the light bulb go on over my head, a lot of these state groups, state level groups, have switched. They're doing litigation now instead of legislation. And it makes sense. When you're a pro gun group and you want to do legislation, buddy, it's a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to go find a state rep, a state senator. You got to convince them. First of all, you got to do a lot of educating. You got to educate them about the issue, and you know maybe you'll have to write the bill itself or at least a draft. Then you know there's a million reasons why it doesn't happen, especially in Florida. You know, you get rhinos involved. Why not just sue for your rights? I look at it this way. I mean, right now, open carry is illegal in Florida. You cannot carry arms openly, which I would say is, an infringement of my Second Amendment rights. Carrying is the bearing part of the right to keep and bear arms, obviously. And there's good historical tradition for carrying openly. So I'm thinking this may be a venue rather than trying to fight something through the legislature. Maybe push for that through the courts. And then today, I see that the NAGGR, National Association of Gun Rights, has sent a cease and desist order here in Florida to Ron DeSantis, Ashley Moody, our Attorney General, President of the Senate, Speaker of the House, all about, you know, cease and desist, stop infringing upon our rights by not allowing us to carry openly. So I really do think this will be the coming thing. I mean, all you need is a good attorney and enough financial resources to get the case filed, as opposed to trying to move heaven and earth to get bills through. I mean, we struggled here in Florida for 10 damn years trying to get constitutional carry passed. And I know it's a struggle there, too. So my point is, why not use the courts? The other team is.
Well, yeah. And the other thing I've thought about is some of these, like the D.C. movement. I think the D.C. movement probably did some good the first year they did it.
Yeah.
And then every year after that, and it's probably because it caught them off guard. But then when it became a regular thing, it just became the day the gun lady showed up in my office and took my time.
Yeah.
And so that meant they weren't listening. They were not receptive to anything that anybody was putting in front of them. So if they're not going to be receptive, why waste the time?
Oh, and you know what a hassle it is. I mean, especially in Florida, capital is Tallahassee, which is all the way up north, in the middle of nowhere, pain in the butt. And usually state capitals are like that. I mean, look at South Dakota, you got Pierre. It's in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of, there's a good old saying about Pierre, nothing like Pierre in the rearview mirror. So yeah, you know, you gotta, plus you gotta get people to know what they're doing. You have to register them as lobbyists. You gotta pay them. Although some work for some volunteer, but I kind of like this idea.
Well, it's a lot more.
Really interested in your take on it. I mean, all you need is, like I said, a good attorney who knows what he's doing, and I think we could really make some headway here.
Yep. 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 Indeed. That's actually sort of taking their rules that they put in place. This is their world now, so they have a problem living with their work rules.
Yeah, I mean, they're using lawfare against us. We passed Bruin. Look what Fonzie out in California just signed, that huge bevy of anti-gun laws. They don't care about Bruin. It's all lawfare. So I'm thinking Turnabout might be a little fair play here, and it's time for us to dust off the law books and come back at them using their tactics.
Yeah.
They don't have the capability, especially in a red state like Florida, of passing anti-gun laws. So I think we do it.
Well, I think, and you could correct me if I'm wrong on this, I haven't been paying attention, but like I look at Second Amendment Foundation, and it's like they have a bunch of lawyers they keep on retainer all the time, ready to go out and do what they got to do.
Right.
And that's probably a more efficient, less expensive way of doing it than getting out there and saying, okay, we got to get this lawyer to go there. Instead of doing that, let's just pay a bunch of lawyers' salary and we'll just tell them what to go do when we need it done. Gun Owners of America has adopted that model.
Yeah, I think it's the way to go. I think it will be the coming thing, because having tried and failed several times to get legislation even considered, even get it moving, is difficult. Let's take the, I don't want to say the easy way out, but let's use something that's more effective.
And more streamlined.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, time. Some of this stuff, and it seems to like it moves faster now. It used to be they would try all of these things where they would get out there and start this stuff, and they knew that it was going to go to court, and they knew it was going to get turned back in court. But in the interim, they got to have their gun control, and they got to have their, their disruption of rights.
Now the victory lap.
Yeah.
Too.
Now this is getting faster. It's getting in front of the courts faster. It's getting to the Supreme Court faster. So you know, let's adapt. I'm good.
Yeah, it was interesting out there. It was this strange dichotomy of groups. You know, you've got guys from New York and Massachusetts and in California, and they are so behind the lines. And then guys from Utah and Oklahoma that showed you what could be if, you know, what once you get there. Utah, I mean, it sounds like, and I haven't been, for I've driven through Utah, it sounds like paradise for a gun owner, as does Oklahoma. It was interesting. It was fun seeing guys from very pro-gun blue or red states talking to the guys from the blue ones, because it was nothing but a great exchange of ideas and techniques, which is what GRPC has always been.
Right.
That's why it should be mandatory for anybody who's truly interested in the right, in supporting the right to keep and bear arms.
I'm good with it. Absolutely good.
Yeah, it was an eye opener. It's like drinking from the fire hose, though. The information out there just comes at you so fast and so furious. But I'm, you know, consider my batteries recharged, because I've got a few good ideas that we're going to be using here in Florida and hopefully elsewhere too.
Well, hang on for me. Coming up on this break, tell you about where you can find Lee Williams' stuff when we get back, because we've run out of time. But this is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. We are with investigative reporter Lee Williams, which, by the way, you can find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find him at armedamericannews.com and at saf.org. He is the lone investigative reporter in the Investigative Reporter Project. What else is on your mind there, sir?
You know, It's interesting interacting with grassroots folks, because a lot of people, you know, who might be new to the cause might not think, and I don't want to be demeaning, might not think that they have enough to offer. But I'm telling you, you join a state rights group, a statewide group, and you start educating yourself. And I talked to so many people out there who all said the same thing. Yeah, you know, I've enjoyed shooting my whole life. I'm concerned about my rights being eroded, especially now under Joe Biden. So I got involved. I got active. And boom. And the next thing you know, they're leading their group, which to me is how cool our movement is. Because you can get educated and everybody's friendly and will help you out, will help you learn. There's so much information out there, and I know you and I kind of ride the cusp on that. We make information. We're content generators, but there's so much out there that can help you and help people educate themselves about being a pro-gun activist. That I hope, you know, folks who are listening will jump on the bandwagon and get involved, because we certainly need you. We'll never have the funding that the gun ban industry has. We don't have, you know, billionaires like former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's just ready to give billions of dollars and fund all these gun banning organizations. Our strength is in our grassroots, and we need to not only build that, we need to maintain that. The one thing that was kind of disconcerting is we are an older bunch, okay?
Right.
I was one of the, you know, felt like at times I was one of the youngest guys there. We need to attract younger people to the cause, to the movement, and get them there. There were a lot of young folks there, and that was really good to see.
Right.
But by a large majority, we're an older group, and we're a predominantly male group. So we need to get young people and females. And I was really impressed, but there were a lot of different folks of color, a lot of different national origins out there. That was really cool to see. It's not the old white man's party like it used to be.
Yeah.
But we all need to do that. Every single person who's listening now needs to dedicate themselves to bringing younger and more diverse folks into our groups, because grassroots are our strength. Let's get a diverse grassroots group and keep that strong and keep that moving. I'm off my soapbox now. I hope you agree.
Well, I mean, I do agree. And I like that it's a younger group. I like that it's a more diverse group because, you know, the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms is for all Americans. It's for all human beings, you know. Luckily, we were born in America. So the ones that don't take advantage of it and see it the way the narrative tries to put it out there.
Well, and, you know, you look at the origins of gun control, especially here in Florida. Our first anti-gun law prohibited folks of color from owning Winchester repeating rifles.
Wow.
Because some black folks got Winchester repeating rifles when they were being raided by the Klan, and they used them to good effect. So, all gun control is racist. It has its origins in the post-war era, and they all were designed to keep guns out of the hands of newly freed blacks.
Right.
So that's important to know, and that's why we need to diversify as much as we can.
Well, if you look at gun control over the past, I mean, like the Sullivan Act in New York, that was put together to keep guns from a certain gang, right? That's
sure.
Basically what it boiled down to. They were trying to keep guns out of a certain group's hands, just like it was with black people in Florida with whatever act you guys had with the lever-action rifle. So it's always about keeping a group that, for whatever reason, the government deems them not worthy, or a enemy that must not be allowed to be able to fight back. That's where my problem comes in with gun control. That's where it seems with me anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, I had a great time. I would highly recommend everybody go. It is a full day and a half of nothing but speaker. They were hitting the stage in 15-minute increments, which is amazing. Mark Walters was the MC on Saturday and kept it rolling. He kept it on time. But, man, it is drinking from the fire hose. You know, you can go to NRAM, you can go to SHOT, but you're not going to get information there. Yeah. I mean, hell, at SHOT, you can't even buy anything.
Nope.
Unless you're a dealer. I would strongly recommend going to this because it will expand your mind and you'll realize that you're not, you or your local organization are not alone. There's a lot of folks out there that in the similar situations.
Well, it's a wide open field full of people that, you know, some people we don't even know about, but I mean,
right.
It's amazing how this works out, even when you see a gun grabber, like the female that got mugged the other day, who had been trying to defund the police and all this other stuff. Now she's, you know, she's very much for the cops now, all that other nonsense.
Yeah.
It's always amazing how that works out. I always find a lot of fun in that one. But that's all. Neither here nor there. One more time, I want to put this out, just because it is quite voluminous to put out where you can find Lee. You can find him, first of all, you can find him here. Whenever we can, we get it together. Sometimes we have Bob Keller here and we do Think, Aim, Fire, which is a completely different kind of animal. But when it's just me and him, it's just me and him talking issues and some other things. And you can find him at dgunwriter.substack.com. And that's where everything sort of originates. That's where everything begins. This is the point where all of his initial thoughts launch. And from there, it goes out and gets republished a lot. Further, he's also at Armed American News, his collaboration with Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. And he also is the lone investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation and their investigative reporter project. He's the lone one. I think they should hire at least one other so you can take, you know, 5 minutes off from time to time.
I second that.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be something they do later on down the road. He also, of course, is a staccato aficionado, which makes him one of my bros, so that's always good, too. But I just wanted to put all that out there because last time I didn't get a chance to, because you need to go. He's written an article about this, that there's very few of us that actually do what we do for gun rights. And we're trying to put out as much information as we can. And you should go gather it everywhere you can, because an informed voter is a very dangerous thing.
Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is rising. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. More than 20 million people in the Northeast are currently under a flood watch. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a state of emergency.
If there's a lull in the next few hours, no one should take, you know, any kind of assurances or feel secure that they can go out, because they may not be able to get back.
The subway lines in New York City have been closed. The United Auto Workers Union is set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant in Flint, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will be walking off of the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Lee Williams, which he's the, if he's not the best investigative reporter, he's in the top two. And I know that you just had an emotional scribbling that you did down about ATF. Tell me how bad they are.
I got angry. Speaking of unconstitutional litigious groups, the headlines should pretty much sums it up. A warning to ATF, colon, we will never forget your crimes. Americans have long, long memories, and we're keeping track of what's going on. And my lead is very simple. If you're an ATF agent who supports the Constitution and has never violated your oath of office, the time to start looking for a new job is now. I put out there, they've got an agency-wide butt-kicking coming. I mean, it is only going to be a matter of time. They have gone so far over to Joe's team, they lack all credibility. I guarantee, I don't know who's going to be in the White House next time. It's not going to be Joe, you know, whether it's Ron or Don or Nikki or... I don't care. I'm going to support them. But they're not going to look kindly on what ATF has been doing. And I think and I pray, and I don't say that often, Phil, but if not congressional hearings, criminal charges. I mean, I'll be honest, we need Nuremberg-type litigation, okay? What they're doing is wrong, and they are violating all of our rights.
Nuremberg
tribunals.
Are we going to have some gallows out back?
Gosh, I hope so, because what they are doing is wrong, and we need to stop this. I mean, there's already people that are waking up to the fact that ATF is, you know, violating all of our rights. We've got judges that are pushing back against their unconstitutional regulations and their bogus, their hundreds of bogus FFL revocations. Got lawmakers, including that good man in Oklahoma, who are demanding investigations after the ATF SWAT team violated their constituent civil rights. I mean, even the media is now starting to pick up on it. So, yeah, I think it's time. It is definitely time for all good people that are there, all, you know, maybe a handful of them, need to step up and get busy. I went into their, you know, their overuse of the criminalization, the overuse of their rules, where, you know, I mean, for hell, for how long were pistol braces good? A decade? And then Joe Biden gets in, and all of a sudden they're now, they need to be NFA. He tries that. He's, you know, the goal of his administration is to criminalize possession of commonly owned firearms or firearms accessories in order to turn millions of people, good law-abiding Americans, into felons. Because then we're unable to vote. Okay?
Right.
Then we are unable to vote. And Biden has weaponized that agency to do it, and it's unconstitutional. And he has set up this mechanism now with the ATF where ATF can do whatever they want, and when Congress tries to push back, he'll block Congress with his veto. So what are they going to do next? Whatever they want. And then, you know, we looked at their history of not giving a damn about the sanctity of human life. And I pointed out in the story that no one at ATF has ever been held criminally responsible for their agency's mass killings. And we both know that's true.
Well, I mean, they certainly, there's no pretense anymore behind anything that they do at all.
No. No, I mean, they're out there openly violating civil rights. This who's a gun dealer, who's a not rule. They don't care. I mean, yeah, you can go ahead and put your public comment on there, and I hope everybody does. But they don't care. They're going to do whatever the hell they want. And this is the only time I've actually seen them that this open about it. I mean, once Biden goes, people need to be held accountable, because this will make 4 long years of ATF and their strict obedience to Joe and his anti-gun squad. And I got to tell you, people need to be held accountable. What they're doing is criminal. So I hope lawmakers read this, and let's bring on the Nuremberg tribunals, man. You know?
I think you may be hoping that the lawmakers...
Pretty hard.
See, here's the thing. This is the thing that I saw. And I thought this was going to change things, but it did not. Now, in Alexandria, we had a Bernie bro that went out there and tried to kill all the Republicans playing softball one day.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, this is going to teach these guys that they are very touchable. They're not something that can just, you know... And you know, even though this was an assassination attempt... This was, to me, I was looking at this thinking, well, okay, this shows them exactly what the real world is like. You know, what we already knew. You and I knew this already. So, but they didn't.
No.
They didn't pick anything up from that. As a matter of fact, because it was a Democrat, the only thing that we got out of that is nobody renewed a call for gun control with that one. There was no gun control call out of that one.
No, and that's pretty much all you can say about that one.
Yeah. But the politicians did not look at this. Now, the Democrats talk all the time about how, you know, it's dangerous for them to be here and it's dangerous for them to be there, but it really isn't. It's dangerous to be a Republican, a conservative on the right, that kind of thing. That's dangerous to get out there and say those things, but, I mean, only for the politicians, because they walk around unstrapped.
Yeah.
But I did.
I did not
see that change, and I didn't see that, you know, that moment of self-reflection that where they were like, "Well, this was a constituent. I wonder what this means. Are they unhappy with what we're doing for them?" But that didn't happen.
No, none of it did.
No. So then the insurrection thingy, you know, we saw pictures of the inside with some guys' guns out and everything because they didn't know what was going on. And we didn't know what was going on, but it was basically just a bunch of yelling, I guess, and a few other things that happened. But that didn't do it either. As a matter of fact, all that did was it did some stupid stuff because they were like, the National Guard might have people that voted for Trump. That was silly. That was a silly thing to undertake right there, getting out there and getting rid of people just because of who they voted for. But at the same time, okay, I got you. I hear you. Whenever somebody tells me who they are, I'm going to listen to them. So
I'm with you.
But I agree with you. It's time for some heads to roll. There needs to be some consequences for some actions.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing so fast and loose with the Constitution, it's not even funny. And, you know, this can never happen again. And I'm sure, at the very least, Dettelbach will be gone, probably his team that he brought in after he was appointed, they'll be gone. But it needs to be much more than just getting guys out of there.
Right.
I mean, people need to know, we need to inculcate within these federal agencies with all this power, that if this kind of crap happens again, you have a pretty good chance of, you know, being held criminally accountable for that. And that, to me, will be, that'll be worth all putting up with all this crap for the last 5 years or 4 years. Because somebody needs to answer to this horrible civil rights abuse.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. We are talking to Lee Williams. He is an investigative reporter everywhere. That's one way to put it.
And I have a question for you.
Yes.
And finally, we're going to talk about guns. Do you see the utility in some of these things that they're calling PDWs, where you have very, very large weapons in pistol calibers?
Well, so, you know, what I call a PDW is the AR-15 and 5.56, because that's what the Department of Homeland Security dubbed them. As far as a pistol caliber carbine, on the one hand, if you're a 9mm guy like you are, and I am, as far as the handgun is concerned, I could see where it'd be great to have something that fired the same ammo. But that sort of seems like voluntary hamstringing to me. If your long gun's going to be a long gun, if it's the same size, why can't it be a rifle caliber?
Yeah, and I'm not even talking with the stock. I'm talking like these BNT, and there's some other makes out there.
Yeah,
it's just like a large handgun, and they're throwing optics on it. You know, like a big full-size EOTech and flashlights and straps to conceal them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, my Staccato is probably more accurate, and it's one-fifth of the size. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in buy whatever gun you want, whatever trips your trigger, pardon the pun. But I'm not seeing the utility in a lot of these at all.
Do you want to know?
It's just a great big handgun.
Yeah, so do you want to know my feelings on why they exist?
Yeah, tell me.
So, one of the things, like with Glock, you know, Glock was the one that sort of tried to popularize 357 SIG and 45 Gap, right?
Yeah. And all my guns are 357 SIG and 45 Gap,
yeah,
by the way.
So, and did they come up with the 45 Gap? Was that their ammunition?
Yeah. I mean, I think the G in Gap is Glock.
Okay. So they came out with that, and then they came out with three or four models of the gun. Now, with the 9mm guns and the 10mm guns and the 45 ACP guns, everybody wants to get every model of those made because they just work. So, they'll buy the little shorty 10mm, which is insane. But
yeah,
every time they come out, when they get with 357 SIG or 40 caliber or 45 Gap, that was just more guns to get out there and try to sell, because they were victims of their own innovation, because Glocks are fairly indestructible, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got them. So they were looking for something to sell. So I think a lot of these AR-15 companies, like the CZ Scorpion, is a great gun. But it's right. a 9mm.
Exactly my point.
Now, if you are in a subgun and it's fully automatic, I could see that just because of how fast it'll fire. And
different
how easy
animal.
It is to control. But a semi-automatic...
Completely different animal.
Yeah, semi-automatic, I don't see... I just think that's another thing to try to sell more guns, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, for me, a PDW is my folding stock M1 carbine.
There you go.
With the airborne stock.
Right.
30 rounds, 30 cal carbine, not a bad round at all.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, and the ultimate, I think that was our ultimate PDW. Or, you know, Bob has mentioned the MP7, the HK MP7, in that, what is that, 4-point-something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a round designed to beat body armor, right?
Yeah. It's also not that effective. He said it's a great range gun. Great, fun range gun.
Right.
Because there's, like, no recoil. But nothing that anybody serious carries in harm's way because it is such a minuscule little round. But, you know, I'm sure there's some guy right now going, I have one and I love it. But, yeah, I think the whole thing on the PDW, give me a handgun.
Yeah.
Easier to conceal, easier to shoot. I don't know how you shoot that PDW with two hands without putting a pistol grip on it. And we know what happens if you do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that I thought about, if I was going to have any sort of augmentation to a pistol round, have you ever seen those things, the Ronies or the whatever they call it, where you
Glock
into them?
Yeah, you slap your Glock in it.
And then what you have is you have more points of contact to steady the weapon, but there's no real barrel on it. It's just basically a pistol holder.
Yeah.
And just makes the pistol, it gives you more points of contact to hold it. And that's okay and everything, but you got to go through the whole mechanism of getting it in there, and then it's just plastic. It's not exactly a very robust piece, but it looks cool.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've shot them. I would go with the original handgun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to go to anything bigger than a handgun, I want 5.56.
Yeah. Know? Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah. What's the point of it? I mean... If you're reaching out at somebody and you're trying to do it with a pistol caliber carbine, they're probably a very worthy opponent, wearing some things that you might not defeat. You might hit them, and it's going to hit them harder than a regular handgun round would, because it's got a longer barrel, it builds up more pressure, it goes out a little faster. But in the end, you know, my rifle caliber is going to defeat most armors. Unless it's steel plates or some sort of level 3-4 or something like that, rated for rifles. And even me...
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, even being hit in the plate, wearing a plate carrier and catching a round in the plate, first of all, you're really lucky that you hit the plate. Second of all, because that's the whole thing, if they don't hit the plate, you're still getting hit. Second of all, that's not just I'm invulnerable. I mean, you're on your back, you're not breathing, you might have a few broken ribs. It's not easy to take one of those, so... I would imagine with a pistol caliber, though, it would be.
Yeah, and the guys that I know that have gotten shot in soft body armor,
yeah.
You know, it is a life-altering experience, but they weren't knocked down. So they were still part of the fight,
right?
And they had a bruise for about the next 3 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, my carbine, my AR with green tips, I'm not too concerned about soft body armor or low-level ceramic plates, but I don't see the need for it. If I have the original PDW, that would be the M1 carbine, which is a beautiful gun, but it's not my go-to. But you know, if somebody wants to, I agree with you. The Scorpion full auto, I mean, why not? The MP5, I can do surgery with one. Swedish K, the only open bolt gun I would ever sub gun I would ever want to use. Beautiful. Great rate of fire, very controllable.
Right.
But the sub gun, the fully automatic, that's a different category there. Now, easier to suppress and carry?
Sure.
Yeah. I have yet to see a good holster or suppressed pistol. I know we had a guy here in Sarasota, Charles at Worley, and he went out. He's no longer in business. He made one that came around and looped around the trigger. So you could carry it. You didn't have to pull 8 feet of suppressor
right
out of the holster. But, yeah, with a PDW, it's different. You'd have it's bigger, and you can.
Well, I mean, I would carry it easier with a PDW. If it was a fully automatic 22, I would carry that because that's still chewing stuff up. But semi-automatic, oh, yeah. No, thank you.
No. It's like, remember the old AR, what was it, the American 180, the 22 submachine gun with the drum on top.
The little circular thing looked like the big
spring. Yeah, I fired one of those at the range. We cut cinder blocks in half.
You could chew your way through a wall, but that's just because of the gratuitous expenditure of ammunition.
And you'd struggle to get a good burst out without the thing jamming. At least the one I shot.
I saw those when I was a kid. I never have shot one.
Oh, they're fun.
I can only imagine. But, I mean, anything like that, if anything like that in that caliber, in the small calibers, is going to have to be fully automatic, and that's the only good they're for. And I think they're pretty good in a close-in, you know, like going in a building or something because they're small and they're easy to control. And but, you know, at the same time, I could take my 7.5-inch 300 blackout and go in there and be just as small and just as controllable and hit a whole lot harder.
Yeah, and if you didn't hit him, you'd deafen him.
I'd scare myself, and we'd both be blinded. Anyway.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
I've run out of time. Yeah, for the fastest hours, you put it. Lee, you can find Lee at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find him at armedamericannews.com, and you can find him at saf.org. He is the lone reporter at Second Amendment Foundation. And when the stars align right, you can find him right here at least once a week. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.